kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ako si Janice, one of the backup singer.
Hi, my name is Belle. I'm the lead vocalist ng Capital Cultura.
Hello, Albert on drums.
My name is Carl on guitars.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miguel, play bass and vocals.
My name is JP on guitars and vocals. And we are
the Capital Cultura Band!
Magandang araw, Capital Cultura Band. Kamusta kayo?
Hello, magandang araw.
Magandang araw.
Paano ba nagsimula yung Capital Cultura Band? At ano yung kwento sa napili ninyong pangalan?
First, si JP, with JP and Miguel and Albert, sila yung talagang unang nagsama-sama together. And then, na-invite ko si Belle para maging member ng Capital Cultura with Carl.
And for our name as well, Capital Cultura, we chose that name kasi capital, because we are in the capital. Yeah, and then kahit saan kami mag-perform, whether in Sydney or in Melbourne, alam nila na we are from Canberra. And cultura with a K, kasi cultura with a C is actually a Spanish word, and we wanted to represent the Philippines. So cultura with a K is a Tagalog word, so kaya Capital Cultura.
Wow, so fusion pala ito ng kung nasan kayo, which is Canberra, and yes. Then pinopromote nyo rin yung kultura ng Pilipino. So anong taon kayo nag-start, na-form yung band?
Very recent, actually. Just very recent. Just this year, yeah?
Capital Cultura, yeah. The name, yes, this year.
Just this year, yes.
May mga regular gigs na ba kayo dito sa Capitolio?
Yes, so we have been performing recently. Tumugtog kami sa Descent Bar, dyan sa City, sa CBD. And we are very, very happy kasi actually it's a full house. And that's our first time na tumugtog doon, na kami lang. But we have performed there before, but yung kami lang yung banda na tumugtog doon, and full house yon, and that's Filipino audience and Australian audience as well.
Yes.
That are there. We are actually very happy for the support na binigay nila sa amin.
Nagpe-perform din ba kayo sa mga events? So sabi mo hindi lang Filipino ang inyong audience, but also non-Filipino. So paano kayo nakaka-book ng mga events dito sa Canberra?
Booking, actually ako yung naghahanap ng mga booking. Yung pagka mayroong open, like yung mga sa Floriade, multicultural, yan, katulad ng Descent, o mayroong mga open na para sa banda, ina-apply ko ang banda para magkaroon ng exposure para sa amin.
And in fact, we have an upcoming Floriade event,
yes,
as well, that we will be playing there too, sa Floriade. So abangan nila.
Tumutugtog din ba kayo sa mga big events dito sa Canberra, katulad ng National Multicultural Festival?
Yeah, because it's very recent. Actually, naka-line up na kami for next year. When we started our band, no, magpe-perform sana kami nung time na yon, but because we have few other gigs na prioritize na nauna, so unfortunately we are not able to perform sa this year, but next year naka-line up na, no? So yeah, we're crossing our fingers. Yes.
Well, that's great. So since it's a new band pero meron na kayong regular gigs and na-invite na rin kayo sa mga events, ano yung mga challenges ng isang all-Filipino band dito sa Canberra?
Well, for me, I think the challenge is to balance, because we all have different professions, no? To balance work and rehearsals, like right now, we will have practice later on, and you know, to get the time and effort na gagawin mo to practice talaga and work at the same time. But aside from that, actually, wala masyado, because the Filipino community is being very supportive sa amin, and not just the Filipino community, but you know, even the Australians. Nung nag-perform kami sa Descent, they're even asking what songs we are singing in Tagalog, what are the titles, and what are the songs, you know, because we are explaining the songs as well, kung kumakanta kami ng Tagalog, and they love it. So, you know,
okay.
Yeah, And so, you know, yeah, we are very, very happy sa support nila.
So kapag yung audience nyo eh mga non-Filipinos, ano yung mga usually na-request nila na Tagalog song?
There is one Australian na guy na meron kasi siyang asawa na Filipina. So nag-request siya ng na song ng Bakit Ngayon Ka Lang. And so, you know, okay. we try to like, because we didn't rehearse that actually, but we still... yun approve the request para mag-grant namin. Anong tawag dyan? Yung asawa niya, in-explain sa kanya kung ano yung kantang na yun and kaya niya nagustuhan. So, yeah, so we played it and we sang the song for them.
Paano niyo pinopromote ang Filipino music at culture sa inyong mga gigs?
May mga OPM na lineup kami kasama sa setlist namin. Pag nakakita namin na medyo half-half, may Aussie, may Filipino, matututok kami mga early OPM, early 2000 OPM na tugtugan in Tagalog, tapos tatry ni Belle na i-explain kung ano yung
meaning
ng kanta na yun.
Mm-hmm. So may explanation portion pala.
Ako, pag-simulan,
yes.
Yung kanta na Filipino, para yung mga posi crowd maintindihan nila.
Yes. Pagka upbeat ba yung mga kinakanta ninyo, pinoperform ninyo, eh sumasayaw din? Yung mga bukod sa mga Filipino, okay. Okay. How important is it to have Filipino representation in the music scene in Canberra?
I'd say it's really important since, I mean, Filipinos make a large portion of the immigrant group here. And I know a lot of them seem to be homesick. So, I mean, it's nice to have a good taste of home while you perform.
So you've mentioned earlier that you guys get invited to perform at events like birthday parties of Filipinos. So how does it feel to be able to perform for your fellow Filipinos in Canberra?
It feels great, honestly. I mean, I'm a big OPM fan. Although I don't speak Tagalog, I do a lot of OPM. And having the outlet for me to sing in Tagalog, it feels kind of freeing in a way. You know, I listen to a lot of E-heads, the Itchy Worms growing up, and having the chance to perform that in the live crowd, even though we're not in the Philippines, it feels really nice, you know.
Yep. Since you've mentioned those bands back home, so do you have a peg? Is there a band that you look up to in the Philippines and you're trying to emulate?
You go for it.
I mean, personally, my all-time favorite, my favorite all-time OPM band is the E-Heads.
The Eraserheads. Yep.
Eraserheads.
Yeah.
But we try to create our own name as well. So although that is our inspiration, at the same time, we want to create our own name as well in the industry.
Oh, so ano ba yung music or genre na usually tinutugtog ninyo? Or is it a mix?
Yeah, variety.
Usually it's a contemporary radio, whatever you hear on the radio, decades. For example, what's popular in that 70s decade, you try to perform it so everyone knows it. So we pick and choose whatever popular in those era.
Yeah, and we also try to check with the crowd at the same time what occasion it is. And then we plan ahead. And then usually, you know, if the program changes, then we will also change our set list, then and there on set. Kasi magdidependent sa crowd, ano yung gusto ng crowd. So, yeah, but a variety of genres, really. We will try to cater that as well.
So, panghuling tanong na lang, saan nyo ba nakikita ang inyong banda, Capital Cultura Band, in 3 to 5 years' time?
Well, we are trying to, compose our original songs, and we are planning to record it. Yeah, we are hoping to perform in, you know, different cities or big cities like Melbourne or Sydney as well. And we are doing it soon because we already have lineup gigs already. We want to try to reach out to a more bigger audience and bigger stage. And in 3 to 5 years, crossing our fingers, God willing, that we can do that and achieve that and share our own original songs as well.
Wow. So, months, years ahead for you guys. All the best with your future endeavors and mabuhay ang musikang Pilipino. Maraming salamat, Capital Kultura, para sa panayam na ito.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.